post-match interview.
Yeah, Shane's chucked the headset on. Congratulations. Shane, what did you make of the performance? We mentioned off-air, North Shore came pretty hard in that third quarter, but you were able to respond in the last.
Yeah, I think that's the most pleasing thing. Like, we know they've got a couple of real quality players there that, threatened to really get on top, and to the credit of our boys, they sort of fought back, and that's probably been where we let ourselves down. Like, we gave them the opportunity to get back in. We just, had that little lapse that we talk about. It wasn't for as long today, and they weren't able to string as many goals together as what we've had against us. So that was the pleasing thing. They come really hard, but our boys were able to respond and had a really good win in the end.
And what about the big fella, Mitch Day? You must love having him back in the team first and in the form he was today too.
Yeah, he's been in that form all year. He has really led the forward line. Even if he's not kicking goals, he's been playing really good footy. He's played a lot through the ruck. And, when we have been struggling to get the ball down there, he's happy to go up there. And his form has been, it's probably been, I suppose, the best that I've seen him play at Lara. He's a lot older and a lot more mature than when he left. But he's been great for our young group, especially, with our forwards and setting the structure in that up forward.
Brock, what was the focus of your spray at three-quarter time that you gave?
I didn't give a spray.
Come on, Shane.
Well, it's just more about they lost their way a little bit. And I think there was a bit of feedback to come back at halftime as well, that we were just playing as individuals out there and they weren't looking after each other enough and were just probably worried about how they were going themselves. And I think that, sometimes when you're up, you can fall into that trap, and I think they had done that. So it was probably for the most part of the day, and I think we had some issues, with composure. And then when you're in control and you had, it wasn't much of a breeze, but we let them back in, letting kick too many goals in that third quarter. So just had to reassure to them that they were in good nick and they had to finish off.
I just asked Mitch Day the same question. Not sure you wouldn't have heard it, but you're 2-2 and you've got a foundation now, and I suspect you might now have a baseline on your performances as well of where your minimum standard is, and that you have to work off that now for the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think that's a big thing. We do know that when we play good footy, we are, competitive with most sides, I would think. And then it is just about that consistency and not lapsing and not letting sides get a bit of a run on. Like even in the third quarter, and you just allow sides to transition the ball too easy, and that probably brings us undone. So I think, we know, I think Leopold last week in the second half was probably, we know what we can bring with the pressure around the ball and being able to compete with a good side. And then today to be able to finish off and answer when, they come pretty hard, like you said. So we definitely know where that level is, and it's about trying to get these blokes to understand where it is. Like I just said to them then, I know what's in the room and how good we can be, but I don't think they believe that yet. So I think they'll continue to grow, and we just got to keep learning from it. And it's been a long time since Lara's been 2-2 after four games. So, it's about building on that and trying to set some, targets going forward.
Rock, great win, mate. Congratulations.
Thanks,
no worries, pal. It was a really good performance in the end.
Thanks for your help.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
That's post 5:30, those conversations, Shane.
Sorry.
Yeah. Ixnay on the LP.
Rock, what did you think of young Minari's game on Davenport?
Yeah, I thought he did a really good job. He stuck to his task. He's good, Galen. He was a bit crook during the week as well, so we weren't sure whether he was going to be able to do the job for the whole lot. But, for him to just stay with him and virtually force them into having to play him through the midfield, which has probably helped us, take him out of the forward line, and that just took one of their options to goal away. So,
well, that's a good point, of course, because McKenna came out of that midfield rotation as well, so they were sort of, their hand was forced a little bit. But for him to go step to step with him for most of the day, I didn't think Davenport had a huge influence on the game, and I thought Minari done a pretty good job, to be quite honest.
Yeah, he did. Yep. He did. He's quick, he's fit, and he's quite strong as well. So, and, like, people coming in like that, he's very selfless and very modest as well. Like, he doesn't rate himself as high as what he is also. So,
did you enjoy a little bit of Aaron Stone magic, 55 out on the run?
Yeah, about time he kicked one.
Certainly lit the crowd up. Don't worry about that.
Jack Borchard's performance today had to ruck mostly against Vickery, but also they threw Deng in there as well, who's an interesting character to ruck against because he wants to jump and jump into you, and Jack was able to handle himself with aplomb today.
Yeah, no, he's been really good, Jack. Since Darce has sort of moved up to Melbourne, he's had to take the number one mantle, and he's, like, to be honest, he's probably been wanting to do that for a while, but with Darce there, you're not going to get that opportunity, but he's a competitor. He also learns while he's on going, you know, like he sort of, the last 2 weeks he's had West and Vickery, so, and he's competed pretty well, like both weeks he'll fight it out and he'll never die wondering, and, you know, I think he's getting better and better as well, so.
Henry Walsh for him next week. Not to put any too fine a point on it, but St Joseph, South Barwon, Newtown and Chewell, St Mary's. I'm not sure whether you've caught up with the results, but it looks like South has beaten Newtown this afternoon. But, they're throwing a pretty tough month at you, haven't they?
Yep. Yeah, we look forward to it.
Rock, Jack Marshall spoke to Buzz a little bit earlier about his injury concern with his back. Is that something you'll have to monitor through the week?
Yeah, he should be right. He just had some tightness during the week as well. We thought he'd be okay, and then he jarred it again today, so he'll get some treatment. He's a pretty tough character, Marshy, so I think hopefully he'll come up. But, yeah, we'll just have to have a look at it because he's quality for us. We missed him when he's not at his best.
Rock, really appreciate your time. Thank you for your support of our broadcast today, speaking to us both pre- and post-game, but also allowing Jake to have a chat to us as well. Well done on the win. Great to come out to the Snake Pit and see you get the 4 points, and a big one next week against St Joseph's where you'll get a really interesting indication of where you're at.
Yeah, for sure. It was pretty hard. I didn't want to talk at three-quarter time, but appreciate what you guys are doing for the league as well. I think it's fantastic for the GFL. I think it really... you know, sets a tone, and it's what the league needed for a long time.
Yeah, we're really enjoying doing it. We enjoyed being out here today. Thanks, Rock, and good luck next week.
All right, thanks, boys.
Shane Stone joining us there. Post-match interview.